As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan. Liddell Willingham, Toby Altizer sitting in for the fellas. I believe Brian going to be back with you Monday, right, Toby?
That's the plan.
So there we go.
That's the plan.
Also on Monday, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs for your Washington Capitals. You got a chance to win a pair of game one tickets today every hour, 20 minutes past the hour until 5 o'clock. We're going to pot up our first winner of our pair of Caps tickets. Our guy Joe in Durwood. Going to be at Cap One Arena Monday night. What's going on,
Joe? Let's go, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic now.
How many games did you hit this season?
What was that?
How many games were you able to hit this season?
I only went to one this season. I went to like 5 or 6 last.
Have you been to a playoff series before?
Never.
Wow,
man, it's
going
to be electric. I've never been to playoff hockey either, so I'm hoping I can find my way into Cap 1. But congratulations, man. Thrilled for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. And let's go Caps.
Let's go Caps. Our Caps coverage here on The Fan is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. We're getting to RFK. I know me and you actually want to do a little inside radio here. Me and you, as the two youngest hosts that we have here.
Some would say the youngest in charge.
Some would call it the youngest in charge. I'm not a huge stickler about the whole stadium talk, and I feel like every time the stadium conversation gets brought up, I meet it with the exact same thing. As long as they're winning football games, I don't care where they play. But my tune has kind of changed, and here is why. When Josh Harris and company purchased this franchise, and you notice that there are 21 limited partners, my tune changed to, well, if they're going to get a new stadium in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, but really when I say this, I'm talking about D.C., man, it would sure be nice if they could foot some of the bill. And I was thinking maybe 50%, maybe 60%, depending on how they're feeling. According to multiple different outlets around town here, the Commanders willing to fork up close to $2.5 billion for a new Commander Stadium, hopefully, now I'm saying hopefully because I would want it there, at the old RFK campus. I think it's so much bigger than football. And I think that's why I differ from others when it comes to this. Not only, first and foremost, Josh Harris, the company, have done an excellent job since coming here. They've turned around the football program. They've brought a sense of respectability to the organization. It's brilliant. But what he has the opportunity to do is not only be a guy that, you know, we cheer about and we drink beers to. Yeah, we love Josh Harris. He's the guy responsible for turning around the Redskins or the Commanders, whatever. I think with him funding this stadium project, forking up $2.5 billion, you get a chance to leave your legacy, Toby. It's about legacy at this point. You're a DMV guy. I believe he's from Bethesda. You understand, one, what this football franchise means to this tri-state area, but then put sports to the side for a second. You can be a steward of your community, a philanthropist. We know what Nats Park did to the Navy Yard area and how it, you know, resurrected the business world around here. I think RFK can have the same type of impact. My whole pushback was, well, damn, is DC really in a position to be forking out that much public money? Because at the time, I'm thinking they were going to put up over half. But now that they're being asked for, what does it seems like, $500 million, that's a far less riskier investment to have tremendous growth to me.
Yeah, so this is where I think it's interesting. So Mark Seagraves was first with a report saying that the Commanders would put up as much as $2.5 billion. The district would provide up to $850 million. They'd start with $500 million paid out between 2026 and 2030. What I think is so interesting about this is $2.5 billion for the ownership group is insane.
They got 21 limited partners. I mean,
$2.5 billion. I understand that. I'm sure they're good for it. I'm not worried about that. But $2.5 billion for the ownership group to fork out just seems like an unrealistic amount. So, the question I'd have whether it's
I see where you're going,
whoever it is, how committed are both sides to this? It feels like one side for sure is. I would assume that the other side is. I think that for sure Harris is committed. I think he wants to get this done.
Yeah.
I think that DC is mostly committed. But what if Josh Harris were to come back and say, $2.5 billion is too much? Can we cut this down to $1.5 billion? And suddenly, or can we go 50-50 on this joint where we're going, you know, if they're splitting just over $3 billion, it's like 1.6, 1.6 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering, to your point, how can DC justify that when some of the stuff that's going on in DC right now is happening? So that's where I think this is difficult. I'm a little skeptical because we've seen stadium deals. We've seen stuff in this area before.
Fall through
all the time. So, you know, the reports and everyone celebrating the other day, that's fine. I'm going to believe it when shovels hit the ground.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm not going to be fully on board.
Look at you taking a mature approach to this.
Well, I'm glad to see that they're making progress.
For sure.
But I want to know, you know, Seagraves was on with Grant and Danny the other day and said it feels like it's in the red zone. And I don't know if I fully buy that it's in the red zone. I don't necessarily think that we're, you know, still at the 50-yard line and we're taking 1 yard at a time.
Well, okay. But yards in a cloud of dust is what, you're feeling right now?
That's where I'm interested is, like, are we at the 20-yard line and we're getting close to the goal line? Or are we just taking another 5 yard gain near the 50 and, like, every other step along the way, this still needs voting, this still needs that, and this and that, and this and that, and suddenly this thing that we think is about to cross the goal line is really not that close?
Well, if it's anything like the Commanders' red zone offense this year, we are in RFK, my boy.
Do they have Jaden Daniels on their side for this? Because if so, it's getting across.
Mayor Bowser doing her best Jaden Daniels impersonation trying to get this thing across the goal line. I think the fact that dollar figures that the team is going to put forth, the fact that that's now being discussed, I think it means it's a lot more likely. If it was just DC talking and there wasn't clear mutual interest from both sides, I would have a concern. Even before I knew the dollar amount, I had a feeling this was going to happen because it's what everyone wants.
Yes.
And look, me and you have been very clear on the record saying we could care less. But the old line I like to use is y'all love nostalgia, right? When you all were going to RFK with your mom and pops back in the day, you didn't have your gut that hung out over your waistline. Your hair wasn't gray. So, like, the nostalgia doesn't matter to me. To me now, what it's about is how is it going to help revitalize the community? Because it's great to be able to host Super Bowl and WrestleMania. WrestleMania this weekend, by the way, Toby. I don't know if you knew that.
I couldn't care less.
Wow. You didn't strike me as a guy that
not big on wrestling.
Anti-WWE. Says a lot about you, Toby.
It's fake. Continue.
Wow. Anywho, I just think the opportunity to revitalize the community, I think, is the most important piece here. And why I talk about legacy when it comes to Josh Harris and this ownership group. You've already, you know, laid the foundation for the football program. Your fingerprints are all over it. Now it's about how can you help your community, and I think that is something that will be felt here forever, long after Jaden Daniels plays his final snap, you know, long after Terry McLaurin calls it a career. That's what's most important to me, and I want to give a big attaboy, a shout-out to Josh Harris and the ownership group, man. They have done everything right since they've gotten here. And I know it's from a football standpoint, we're in love with Jaden Daniels. It's the first time in me and your lifetime that we've had a quarterback here that we know we can hang our hat on. But, like, the ownership group is kicking ass in every facet. Attendance, fan activation, the stadium. I mean, they've done a tremendous job, and I know people are upset that they're not going back to that certain name. But we're getting tweaks to the uniform this year, too. I'll be first to say it. I don't care about that stuff. I really don't.
I care about the product
on the field. The uniform thing doesn't move me, because I think, and this is where we're completely on the opposite side of the spectrum with this, I think the black uniforms are the best uniforms in the NFL. You can't stand them, I know.
Now, I think that they have made their mark and they're going to stay because the Hail Mary
exactly. Okay,
was that, in the that. Black unis. So
I think before that we hadn't won a game.
Yeah, I mean, remember that stupid Thursday night game where we're all hyped up with Sam Howell and the Bears came in and spanked us? Yeah.
How could I ever forget that Thursday?
It was like a funeral because everyone was wearing black, right? So, yeah, I think those are there to stay. But give me the old uniforms. But I thought it was interesting. A caller yesterday, I don't think we were able to get to him, but a caller yesterday was saying that so much of this fan base is left living in the past. And I thought that was an interesting thing. I don't necessarily agree fully with what he's saying, but when you think about how this fan base talks, and it's understandable because so much of what's happened over the last couple of decades is forgettable. Yeah. For our lifetimes, this team has been forgettable. There's a reason that the fan base doesn't look like it once did because the last couple decades were forgettable. But you got to make sure that with the RFK site, and I wanted it RFK just like everybody else does, but you got to make sure that it's not, oh, man, we got to go back to the glory days, because it's not going to be RFK. It's going to be a new stadium at RFK, right? Like, it's not going to be the same. The stands aren't going to be shaken. We want Dallas. That's not going to happen. But if you can mix the two together, Joe Theismann said months ago that it's a way that you can bring the fan base together. Our age group that never experienced RFK, we couldn't care less. Build us a new stadium. The old part of the fan base that's seen the three Super Bowls, that went to games at RFK, that has that nostalgia, I think it's a beautiful way to bring everyone together and say, here's your new stadium to our generation, and we're at RFK. So even though it's not the RFK stadium that you grew up going to, you're still going to that same area and feeling those same memories that you once did.
For all the people out there hooping and hollering about this thing, are you all going to show up to the games? Because I give Josh Harris and company credit. They have improved the fan experience at FedEx. Yet people are not showing up still. There was still major attendance issues this past year. You mentioned never being able to go back to the glory days. I agree with you partially. I do still think you can create that type of environment at RFK to where it's the place to be. It's where people want to go. I get annoyed all the time. Me and you spend a lot of time at Cap One Arena going to Wizard games. I call Wizard games, and Jeff, you'll appreciate this, the Mo Gala. No one cares about the basketball. No one cares about what's happening on the floor. It's about, can I put my best fit on? Can I walk around with the finest thing in the city? That, like, make Wizard games the move. Make Commander games the move to where it's a place that you want to be. It's where you want to hang out at. I know the tailgating thing is another
massive thing
topic of conversation quickly here, because I feel like I'm out of the loop on that. There was reporting that if they go back to the old RFK site, the parking lot tailgating, that experience that you get at FedEx, how difficult is it to replicate that at that site?
I mean, it's impossible. It really is.
So,
for example, I know two stadiums that are very much like FedEx, and both cities, from what I've worked in, where in Milwaukee, Miller Park or American Family Field, where the Brewers play, is similar to FedEx Field in that it's not near anything. It's just plopped in the middle of parking lots.
Right there.
You're never going to be able to get the same amount of tailgating space anywhere you go unless you build it in that exact same spot, because it's literally all parking lots around it.
Right.
So you're always going to lose tailgating space. But if you put it at RFK, it gets really difficult, because they're saying in order to get the actual parking infrastructure that they want, you're building parking garages. You ain't tailgating in parking garages, or at least it's not going to be supposedly allowed. People, I'm sure, will still find ways, maybe without grills.
All I can think about is some drunken fan slipping.
But I think there are still ways. I went to a game at Soldier Field in Chicago. All right? It's not like there's...
Up.
I was. It was the worst football game I've ever been to. It was the Carson Wentz broke his finger or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember exactly. It was the worst football game I've ever been to. Terrible. But regardless, there were people still tailgating. And they don't have parking right there. Like, it's not like it's a parking garage right there. So you'll still find ways. Now, it might be like a mile away, So that's going to be, you know, less fun than walking directly into the stadium. But there are still places that you could probably find a tailgate.
It's going to be interesting to see Mark Seagraves of NBC4 reporting the Commanders in the city of D.C. close to a $3 billion stadium deal to get the new Commander Stadium back at the old RFK complex. We'll see if it happens. What'd you say, Toby? We'll believe it when there are shovels in the dirt.
Basically, yes.
Bingo. A lot more to get to here on 106.7 The Fan. Lynnell Willingham, Toby all types are sitting in for B. Mitch and Finley. Keep it locked on The Fan all day long. We're giving away a pair of Caps Game 1 tickets today every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5 p.m. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, talk a little bit of SEAM. Nats begin a weekend series with the Rockies coming up tonight. We'll preview that next here on The Fan.